actually wasn't planning to talk about my name so much. I'm an anthropologist, and I did my field work in Sri Lanka. And mostly I work with kids and how they grow up and learn culture and that kind of stuff. But I did a little side project on spirit possession while I was there. And so I went to this place called Katharagama, which is also the name of the god in this place called Katharagama. And he's very famous in Sri Lanka. In fact, one of my friends there said to me, the only thing that Sri Lankans can agree on is cricket and Katharagama. And so mostly, so the majority of people in Sri Lanka are Buddhist, and there's also a sizable minority that are Hindu and Christian and Muslim, and they all come to Katharagama, and they all, there's a little mosque there, and there's a Christian church off to the side, and there's a Buddhist temple, but mostly it's sort of a Hindu-feeling temple. And I was there and interviewing priestesses who become possessed by various deities and tell people's futures and what's wrong with them and what they should do. And while I was there, I was doing what anthropologists call participant observation. So I was participating and observing. And I know, how'd they come up with that, huh? So I'm there with my friend Inoka, and she's also visiting, and she's really excited because we're at this, you know, famous temple place that she hasn't been to before. And we're doing all the things you do when you bring a tray of fruit, and we make our offering, and we eat our the prasad, the leftover like food from the gods they give back to you, and everyone gets really excited, and we ate all that. And then she said, well, we need to make a vow. And so, okay, we have to make our vow, and we get our coconut, and we put a little piece of camphor on top, and we're standing in line with everybody else. And I loved being in Katharagama, in that town, because it was the only place that, like, nobody looked at us. We were not the spectacles. We were not the, like, strange foreigners. We were just, of course you came. Of course you came to Katharagama. Everybody comes to Katharagama. So we came, and so I'm standing in line with my coconut and my camphor burning on top. And so you're to walk up to this place, and there's a rock, and you break the coconut. You slam the coconut down, and if it breaks in two, then the god has accepted your deal. So you have to make a deal, and it's not like I used to make deals when I played basketball in junior high that were like, if I make this basket, then I'll, I don't know, be really good and won't be mean to my brother or something like that. But it wasn't like that. You make a deal, and you basically say, I'll do this in your honor, and you'll get merit, god, whichever god you chose. I was there for Katharagama, and then the god says, okay, I'll do the thing you asked for, right? It's a deal, and you know the deal was accepted because the coconut breaks in half, and if it doesn't break in half, there's no deal, right? So you don't have to do your thing. So I'm, you know, like a good American, thinking about all the things I want, and what I am thinking about is that, so we've been in Sri Lanka for 2 years, my husband and my son, who was 3 and a half when we went, and he's about 5 by this point, and we're going to come back, and I know, although no one else knows, but my husband and I know that when we come back, we're also going to get divorced. And my husband is going to be seeing men after that. And so we've been talking about this, just the two of us, for like 2 years, and we decide this is going to happen. And so I think, well, what I really want is for my son to be okay with this big transition. We're going to come back. He's going to go to American schools and speak English, and we're going to split up, and I just want him to be okay. So this is the best I've come up with. Now it's my turn. I want my son to be okay, except for I haven't thought about what I'm going to do, right? So the kinds of things that people would normally promise, somehow I wasn't really thinking about. So people might, like, hang on hooks. I wasn't going to do that. Or walk on fire. But more average people would, you know, give a plate of fruit, or maybe give some limited number of lunch packets to people begging on the street one particular day. So I kind of have that in my head, and so I say to myself in my head, I'll give bananas to poor people. Like, not how many bananas or how often or where I'm going to find these poor people. But I'm going to give bananas to poor people. And lo and behold, the coconut does, in fact, break in half. And so now I've put my son's future on this bargain of giving bananas to poor people. And I'm not sure I believe any of this, but it seems like kind of a risky thing, you know, not to do it. So in Sri Lanka, this is kind of easy because there's bananas often being sold on the street, and then there's people begging on the street. And bananas are relatively pricey. They're like 2 cents each. And so I regularly buy bananas and then just turn around and give them to poor people. And so then we move back a couple months later to San Diego, and Tucker seems to be doing okay, so I think I should probably keep giving bananas to poor people. But I'm not really sure how this is going to work, and I've been there for a few days back in San Diego, and I am at Trader Joe's, and there's bananas, and they're pretty cheap. So I think, well, I'll just buy some extras. And then I'm driving down the road and I see it's in front of the VA hospital, and there's like these homeless vets. And so I pull over and I say, "Hey, do you like bananas?" And they're like, "Sure, okay." So like I do this like once a week. I get some extra bananas and I give them to these guys. And I live there for like another year and a half, and then we move to Chicago. My son, His dad's living a couple blocks away now, and my son's going back and forth, and everything's going really well. And I go to this vegetable store in our neighborhood, and there's bananas. And outside, there's this guy drumming with a little basket begging, right, a little hat. And I'm like, all right, so poor people, bananas. So I buy my bananas, and I go out, and I say, "Hey, do you like bananas?" And he's like, "What do you think, I'm like a gorilla? I like bananas." And I'm like, oh no, I think maybe the deal is finished. Maybe Katragama is telling me that the deal is finished. And so far, my son seems to be okay. So I guess it's working. That's my son.